Hello, everyone. Welcome to Roll for Regret with Helen, V, and Sarah. Hello. You guys gonna introduce your characters? You didn't do that last time.
I'm Temperance, character. And I'm praise the sun, Dolra.
And I'm Gilwyn Melander.
Perfect.
I'm Gilwyn Melander.
Oh. No, I'm Gilwyn Melander.
I love putting my fingers in strange holes without checking them thoroughly. All about that.
Yes!
No! Y'all, remember what happened last time? Y'all!
Temperance got knocked the fuck out.
Yep. Temperance got knocked out. And Leora got creeped out.
Gilwyn. And kind of freaked out.
Oh, and Gilwyn flipped out.
like a boss.
Yeah. Yeah. double the bird, flipping away.
Like his ancestors.
In true Geraltian fashion.
Yeah. Mm. Also, maybe becoming a title of some kind. Better be a cool name.
Get hype.
Better be a cool name.
Temperance bought a whole bunch of danglies to put on her horns, in addition to her...
Oh my god, she got that fancy hair bow.
And she did get a nice little
hair bow.
Okay. Well, also there was like a weird abomination, and some people got knocked out, and that was pretty much last time.
Yeah. Temperance took a nap. And then was drunk as fuck. Ah, you know. Fun times. Y'all wake up in Mayor's Rest, whatever the fuck I've chosen to call this place. Mayor's Rest.
Yes, something like that.
It's something nice.
Mayor's Inn, I'm pretty
Mayor's
sure.
Inn, Mayor's Town, Mayor's B&B.
Mayor's out.
Yeah. And as you wake up in the early morning, Temperance, your cheeks are still a little bit tender.
I don't know why. I slapped the shit out of her.
You don't know why. Gilwyn, you're fine. You wake up on your cot. Snuggly ball.
Like a Disney princess.
Yes! Oh my god. You like, hold up your hand and birds fly to it.
Yeah. I shake my hands.
You backhand the birds. Yeah, and you get up sunrise. When do you get up, buds?
Well, Temperance always gets up at sunrise.
Oh my god, she gets up at sunrise. She does her yoga.
Her morning praise.
And downward dog.
Upward sun. Full sun related. Sweep the sand.
Sweep the sand?
Oh yeah, because you just sweep in the sand. That's what you do.
I guess I wake up, but not exactly at a fucking sunrise. I wake up whenever the hell I want. Like 9 o'clock?
Like a normal person?
Oh, okay, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I thought you said 6 a.m. I remember p.m. is a whole other thing.
Yeah. No, I'll go for like, I don't know, 7 or 8. I don't know.
Yeah, you get up normal people time whenever that is. Shit.
I don't fucking know.
I'm 9 this morning, which is pretty good for me.
That's really relevant.
I've been sleeping in a lot.
I woke up at 11 after going to bed at 4 p.m.
Yeah,
I slept for like 12
she
hours.
She hibernated.
I did.
She hibernated all the food. She hibernated the food. She 19. Went into actual food coma from Christmas.
Yeah. So that was pretty
went
much.
Went into actual food coma. Mm.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, children.
Alright. Yep, so I wake up. Fantastic.
You're up. Okay.
So.
Breakfast is being served.
Great, I'm gonna grab handfuls of it.
Are you gonna eat at the tables or are you gonna just take it back?
Crouch on the ground like an animal.
Okay. Well, as you know, it's that little kind of outdoorsy setup.
Okay.
Where they cook their food. There's all fresh fish. There's a lot of fresh vegetables and things. Everything tastes amazing. This island, man. Volcanic islands. Who knew?
I'm glad we paid
obviously
for the
people
week.
Know. Huh?
I'm glad we paid for the week.
Yeah, you guys get a nice little holiday with some sleeping.
Yeah. Sleuthing holiday.
Sleuthing vacation.
Yeah.
Okay. So comparatively to all the other times, how much has Gilwyn eaten?
What do you mean?
Because like the other times he only had like...
An apple.
Yeah. Or,
Jesus. Well, okay. No. Let's go back a step. I ate like a reasonable human amount. You ate like every fucking food they had on offer.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, just a hungry being.
One bowl of cereal.
I don't know what your team name is for today, guys.
Oh yeah, what's our team name for
today? The Deadly Dude Gooders.
Deadly do-gooders. Okay. The deadly toots.
Deadly and do-gooder.
The deadly and the do-gooder.
There you go.
That's adorable. Yes.
Not everything can be beauty in the... Okay, whatever.
Why is it weird? Oh, okay, because it's and. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. that's so I haven't bought myself some oats. Going on.
What?
I ate my oats, didn't even think about it, just took them into my body. Because I don't appreciate food.
Okay. He eats a really boring plain bowl of oats. You eat a delicious, lavish breakfast of like...
everything.
Fish, of this really nice crusty bread.
Morning fish.
That was baked this morning and it's still warm. Oh, with lots of butter and...
it's like a Tolkien over the top description of every meal.
It's like she has like a hobbit's meal.
She has like a hobbit's meal. It's so much food and it's delicious. It's all delicious. And you're like, this is. I mean, like, I'm glad we came here. This is a great bed and breakfast. Didn't end up staying at the shitty inns.
Oh, fuck that.
The touristy traps.
I would have thrown up on everything.
This is where like the old people stay.
Great.
And all the retirees end up staying.
A wink at an old woman.
And with Temperance's dangly, she's organized them in...
you're still wearing descended. Them?
She put them.
Oh, Jesus.
She already gets disadvantage on just like...
so now they go in like height, so it starts off from the smallest and they go out to the longest.
Oh my god, I just missed my cat's high five. High five her for me. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, V, for high-fiving
my cat. We now have a balance to your...
yeah, so they go out from like her original ones and then they go out to the longest ones.
Oh my god. They're all like chromatically arranged as well, so it's beautiful. It's really beautiful and like the sun catches in them. You're like a little, those crystals people hang up, the ones that are attached to the wind chimes, like the crystalline wind chimes. Yeah. That's you.
And she's got the bow in her hair, but it's not as good as it was before, because she can't tie it.
Aw, you took it out.
Well, she slept.
I guess
she sleep on her back. Do you want to try and fix your damn bow?
Oh, he's half elf. He'll do it good.
Sure.
All right,
roll a beautiful sleight of hand. I wish there was something to roll for beauty.
It was like a 7 total.
Oh my god, it's even worse than when she did
shit.
It.
Fuck. Ah, she can't see it.
It's fine. Like, it's all like lopsided and one of them, like, it's like only got one loop for the bow. Like,
I grab a fork and I just like try and jam it into like
middle. I get feather. Stuck and it just adds to her janglies.
That's fine.
Cool.
Everyone can't see it, so you could just lie to her.
That's great. You're fine.
Good, thanks.
You're welcome. Don't even mention it, 21.
Oh, don't even mention it. Like an elven woman watches it and just shakes her head. And
tried.
Goes eating her cereals.
Oh, that really sucked.
Right. Bye, guys.
I'm drinking my milk. Cool. Alright, well then, I really want to go to the library and see if we can do some perusing of the books to work out what the...
as you recall, you went past a library.
Did we now? That's very convenient.
During your tourism montage!
Oh, yes. We saw a lot of things off camera on the tourism montage.
Montage! Yeah. Tourism montage was great.
We saw the meaning of life. It was great.
So many sights. Yeah, you guys, it was like 2001 A Space Odyssey where you're just flying through space for a part of it.
Yeah, that was the part we had to cut for budget. So cool, alright. Alright, let's go to a library then, I guess.
Okay, you head over, back into town. It's about roundabout. Did you say you got up at 8 or 7?
Up 8.
Alright, it's around about 9 after breakfast. You get into this area. The library itself is quite cute. It's got like a large... it's kind of like going up from the... it's going uphill. So there's steps up to it, little stone steps. And lots of like bushes and things around it. And little seats and chairs. Hidden in the garden and stuff like that. Little reading nooks. In fact, you do see the occasional nerd reading.
Cool, that was really targeted at me.
Yes, filthy nerd.
I'm not a filthy nerd.
Just like because you can read, geez, Sarah. Anyway.
Oh.
So
really targeted.
Anyways, you head up the steps to the Tumen Public Library.
Tumen?
So is it like, it's this, you know, the area is the Tumen Sea, so it's just Tumen.
I assumed.
Yes. Just like how this place is called Tumen's Rest? Fuck, whatever this town is called. Anyways.
I named everything, but it's all gone.
I think this place was called Zarya's Pride.
What?
Because like, I've got the Tumen Sea and then Zarya's Pride. I don't know what that means.
I'm gonna tell y'all.
Tell y'all is...
Island. Tell you what the island we're on.
Yeah, Tumen's Rest is this town. I don't know if I ever said that to you guys. I feel like I did.
Maybe.
What do you know? This place is called Two...
You probably have.
What was it called again? Two Men's Public... This is called Two Men's Public...
Public Library.
Because Two Men's Rest is the place we're at, as we all know.
This is my old-ass nerd. It's got rain on. It's been rained on. It's called the Town of Two Men's Rest. I'm only going to show you a little bit because it's my notes as a DM.
That's fine. All right, cool.
You guys can get fucked.
We've learned already at the Public Eye Library.
A library. Yeah, as you enter, there is... It's pretty quiet this morning. There's an old lady drinking tea. That's the sound effects. Do them, the Foley.
Okay. I didn't even sip anything. That was just me making sound effects.
Oh, good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's an older woman, graying hair, human, sitting at the front desk, sipping some tea. Not as obnoxiously as that. That's how Gilwyn sips.
Sips and ladders. Go on, I'm sorry.
And she notices you guys come in and just nods with little spectacles on her glasses.
How can you not notice us?
Okay.
Well, also, Temperance is shiny.
She's far the front desk. It's like facing the door.
Look, I'm just saying I'm really cool. Alright,
head past the little book scanners that dip beep when you cross.
They're like big arcane stories.
Yeah.
Cool. Right. Oh shit, there's gonna be children here.
There's no children at this point. It's the morning. Anyone who's here, it looks like people have been... Some people look like they've been here all night and they're just like frantically scribbling down notes from like piles of books around them, Hermione style.
Uni students!
Uni students! Yeah. Tooman Uni is like...
Tooman Uni?
It really just, you know, high standards.
Little lady at the desk, can I talk to her very briefly?
Sure thing, baby.
Hello, I'm Gillian Melandu, Rogue by Nature and by Nurture. Pretty much the best. Hello.
I'm sorry, your name was Gilwyn?
Pretty much the best, yes.
She's like reaching out to shake your hand.
What the fuck?
I don't know. People don't greet people at the library. They just come and do their own thing. Anyways.
Why is she shaking my hand?
Did you need me to look something up for you in the registry?
No, I actually just had a question about... Do you happen to know anything about the party that's happening on the weekend? With a bunch of nobles?
The ball?
Mm-hmm. That, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, my name is Sarai.
Oh, hi, Sarai.
I'm called Keeper Sarai. The ball is a long-established tradition ever since this town was first created about 300 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They really did, like the merchants and the pretty much this place has just been big for merchants, so it's just all the merchants celebrating what they've done for the town, and the town kind of celebrates and gives back to them. Not that they need it, but you know, rich people.
Oh yes, I know exactly what that's like, being a rich person.
Okay.
But I'm from out of town, and I happen to be in the sort that would be, you know, I got here really late. I didn't know about it because It's tragically beautiful.
So where are you from?
But so unintelligent. I'm from Orbel, but that's where I came from recently, which is not relevant.
Orbel?
It's an elf city. Hence the ears.
Is it on a Steimer?
Ooh. Wait, is that the... That's like, it's north from here, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, then that's Ostheimer.
Yeah.
Okay. Good on you, live there.
The point,
I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, I sometimes. But my point was more, is there like, do you know how people get invited to the, is there like a requirement, is it like a money thing?
If you do
thing?
Something good for the town, get invited. If you are someone that helps out in the town, either financially or even just nice things doing, you know, you get invited. If you are notable in any respects.
Right, so I've only been here for like 2 days, so I can't really be notable, can I?
What, like, have you done something good? Where are you from? Again?
She, like, I restored the use
picks
of the
up
mirror.
A little map and she just, like,
actually,
spreads it out.
That's a fair thing. We actually restored the use of the mirror for the druids in the mountain, so they can now use the mirror.
The druids in the mountain? That mirror still works up there. It's
no,
working.
But we've restored the use of it to Hawk's Rise, the desert. Which they haven't had.
Rise, and she just like pulls out a little looking glass and like looks on the map, and she's just like, Oh yes, that's in the desert.
So we opened up another
desert
trade route for you and your city.
Yes, the desert of Antos. Sorry, dear. What was your name? She lifts out her hand.
I'm Temperance. Hello.
Temperance. It's fine.
I like your dangly, dark, sparkly things.
Mm, yes, they're nice, aren't they?
I've never thought of that. I mean, I could make a business of that, selling them to the tieflings. I mean,
it's
I like.
Idea.
I've got a lot of fine things, and she pulls out a little macrame owl, and she's like,
oh my god,
oh my god, the macrame owl! And she's just like, see, I mean, did you want one of these? I could make you one, dude.
Sure.
She's just like, terrified of macrame owls.
Go
Go on.
And she just like pulls out a bit of string and starts doing it like as you guys sit there and talk.
Okay, yes. So we restored the use of that mirror to your to the druids in the mountains. Is that a good thing?
I mean, yes, sure. Would you like to talk to, like, someone higher up about it? I don't really have any contacts
here. Oh, honey, you seem so very important, though.
What if we went back to the temple?
That's a, like a, that would be, like, take us a day, and then be, like, another day, and if that doesn't work out, that's, like, 2 days.
Mm. It is in three, it is, like, it's in three evenings, so.
That's still, like, if it doesn't work out, that's, like, we've wasted 2 days.
Yes, I suppose.
That's okay.
So I'm not sure that anyone at the temple could help you out. The one with the mirror up the mountain.
But that would be a good deed, would you say?
I mean, it is a good deed. You've restored a manner of communication into what is probably quite a hard to traverse desert.
That's true. It's so true.
So you've done. You've earned a lot of karma there, son. And child, daughter, or whatever you are.
That sounds like okay. Yes. Anyway, so was well, then what? Can you give us a name, perhaps? Or is there like some way? You seem knowledgeable, so.
Perhaps the House of Leadership.
That was just my phone. Let me get it. I'm a chrome owl made of lead.
yeah, she, she pulls out a little, like, one of these old timey directories with the little thing that you push down and then opens the number, the letter.
Yeah.
But it's like an old arcane looking business.
Of course.
She just like starts twitching away at this little thing and she's just like,
I didn't even mean
the House of Law, the House of Law, and it like pops up with
Lord.
It's the House of Law.
Okay, yes, go on.
And it's like, you know, we're
Hello, Lord.
Politician. Politician type humans live, people. Not humans, they're like a whole bunch of stuff. Sorry, that's a bit racist of me to assume everyone's human. Anyways! She pulls out a card, and it's a small strip of parchment with like some cursive on it that is House of Lords and an address, and it's all really. It's where it is.
Cool. So House of Lords?
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's fine. Alright.
It's cool. Kind of like, you know, like a place people go to make decisions and things.
That's very serious sounding. Alright, well, that's perfect. Second question. Do you happen to know anyone who would, like, know how to read infernal or spooky things? Like
tieflings. She looks towards Temperance.
But like and then have kind of a religious information about it that isn't
clerics, and she looks back to
and Temperance. Temperance is also like pointing
We've
at herself.
We've tapped out her resources on this matter though. I believe. Unless you think you could figure out more now you're not loopy doopy.
Well,
would
you have any religious texts?
Yeah, that there's a sent there's a religious section. It's a whole section. Do you guys know how to use the Dewey Decimal System? Because I don't. It's just the religious section over there. She like points.
She has no idea how to use it.
She like points to a far aisle. This is kind of like a really big squarish building. And she just kind of points. And there's an old sort of quite high bookshelves. And
Hogwarts.
Lots of, yeah, sure.
It's a grand library.
Yeah, it's a medieval old style library. What do you expect? Anyways, It's like Game of Thrones where that guy, Sam, goes into a library and he's like, oh, I'm having orgasms. I love libraries. Anyway. guys. pointed towards a section over there and she's like, there are seats and tables and desks. You can sit around. There's...
Can we eat in here or is that against the rules?
We don't really like eating in here. That's smudge the books.
I just want to make sure. I don't want to be like.
We don't like kids with their greasy hands.
Some places don't mind. Some places do. I thought
this
I'd
isn't
ask.
The city library in Melbourne. This is.
They don't let you borrow the books though. It's bullshit.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Bullshit. I want to borrow books. I don't want to read them.
I don't
want to
sit there and like read like 3 pages. No. Anyway, it's fine. not a big deal. Let's go. Well, thank you so much for your help, Sarai. Yeah.
Shall we?
And sure. She just like goes back to
making
her
own owl.
Afterwards, we'll have to show the video about Makame owls. And
oh my god!
If anyone wants to know, look up College Humor macrame owl, and hopefully that'll bring it up. It's really funny. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Okay.
We'll put it in the description at Podbean.
Yeah, in Podbean, but not in Castbox or other ones. Just Podbean. We'll have
All right. Cool. You guys are going to the library.
I'm going to make
cool library music.
All right. I'm going to make sure that I'll put that note in.
Library. I need like a intense cool, study like, heavy metal. Library. Y'all look at the books. Want to roll investigation?
Sure.
Y'all both good on that now. 13. No disadvantage for Kepron.
17.
Nice. You guys find.
We're not smart.
A few books that are kind of older and stashed away and quite worn on the.
I was like, can't put in the forbidden section.
Well, you're not in the forbidden
restricted
section.
Okay. Restricted.
Yeah, they're kind of hidden away in little nooks. Temperance finds them. Gilwyn kind of skims over the books. And he's like, this is really interesting because it's like Bibles and shit. Ooh.
Can I find the sexy books?
Yeah, Gilwyn actually goes and finds. I don't know if you guys are aware of like the old timey, like medieval erotica books where it was like really gross little cartoons.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah, you find like really raunchy cartoons and scripts and comics.
Hell yeah.
And Gilwyn's just having a ball.
What Gilwyn's doing is he's got like a serious book and then he's got the other book.
Yeah, but the serious book.
He's like, yes, I'm totally.
The serious book is upside down and he's totally putting in effort. And you look towards him and you kind of notice that the book's upside down and you. And you yourself, Temperance, go back and you know what you're looking at because it's religious. You see the occasional book about religions from other countries, religions from the world, and like there's the occasional mention of Dol Guldur and some blood. There's books called Religions of the Sun and Faith of Light and things like that, and you just kind of pull them down just for your own reading, really. And you also find Dark Deities, a little book that is quite gnarled up, it's quite worn, it's old, it kind of looks like it's been put on this shelf not by the library because it doesn't have like the little library stamp.
That's alarming.
Yeah. And it's kind of just stuffed into in between two other books, so not really, it's kind of hidden.
Can you find it? Can I perception check before she opens that thing? Like, can I perception to see if I see her find that or no?
Oh yeah, do a perception. Actually, what's your passive perception?
11.
11? Actually, roll me a perception, because I want to see how engrossed you are in your current books.
Like a 4.
You're so engrossed in these really raunchy, silly pictures, and they're quite funny as well.
I mean, it was an 8.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm like,
they're really funny, yeah.
I'm reading it to jerk off.
Cameron's
as well
stack
as hiding
books,
a book,
though.
You're also hiding your erection behind that other book. You're fine. You're fine. Anyways.
I just naturally look like I have an erection.
Because you've got a dagger stuffed in there.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. You find a book with a wrinkled, dog-eared pages called Dark Deities. And you find another one that is part of the library's collection, but is also quite old. And it says Infernal and Other Ghastly Gods. I'm just thinking of really cute names for book titles here, guys.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah! The Infernal and
Quidditch
Other Ghastly
Through the Ages.
Yes. Oh my God, let's take this away from Harry Potter now.
I'm gonna tell me to get the books so I can see him.
Yep, I get it. I get it, Sarah, you're a nerd. Your bookshelf. Okay. You pull these books out and you look towards Gilwyn. Did you want to say, Gilwyn, I found some books that might be interesting?
Before she does that, she'll set them down onto the table. Not too far away.
What the fuck is that?
I have a picture of Shrek and Donkey from Shrek 2 from a collectible card set. Nah, there's a 4 of Bug.
4 of ants.
I dare say, perhaps, diamonds.
Kill me. Make it quick.
Do you think they're gonna fuck? I think with that face, they're gonna fuck.
Can you fashion it into a ninja star and throw it at me? Killing, nice. Severing my main artery, please! God, I don't wanna see it closer! Anywho, yeah, you pull out these books.
Yeah, so Temperance sits down, she's not too far out from, she got across from Gilwyn. And she'll set all of them aside, but like while Gibbon's like chuckling away at his lovely reading, she'll take out her prayer book and she's gonna start.
He's like reading, he looks like, because it's upside down, but he's really reading Resurrection, What Happens When It Goes Wrong. And he's chuckling like it's the book you're using as cover. Like, because you're chuckling in a morbid book, don't you get it?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so Temperance is gonna.
Like, how the heck cope with loss?
Yeah.
Yeah, so while he's busy doing that, she's gonna take out her prayer book and then she's just gonna be copying down Psalms. And
from your son books?
Yes, from her son books. So like all kinds, not just from Dolora.
Oh.
And after a while passes, if Gilwyn has not, like, if he's finished, then she'll call him over.
Okay. Yeah, an hour passes of just kind of you studying your religious texts. Gilwyn is immersed. Gilwyn, are you done after an hour?
Yeah, I mean, stopping funny, you know, eventually.
Okay.
I found a really weird drawing of an ogre and a donkey, and then I just couldn't get...
you got like, really just... You
it just made
lost
me really feel
buzz.
Really awkward, yeah.
Yeah.
Although, I won't tell you that fact because you don't care.
What is
fine. It was about Harry Potter, so it's not really useful.
Okay. I so much Harry Potter. I think it's because we went to a library. You just can't go to a library without being a nerd.
No. Well, I have this book.
So much through the ages? Yes!
Alright, go on. So what's fine, sweetheart? What's going on?
Well, there, apart from the books that I want to read, we have a whole bunch of things on, like, dark deities and other demonic creatures and infernals and, you know, things from... my supposed world.
Mm-hmm.
So, shall you have a rife through?
Yeah, I mean, wait. So they're all books, like, let's take it back a step. Intelligence check, perhaps? Do I know anything about books that fuck you up if you open them?
Yeah, roll an intelligence check.
Ah, I got like a 6.
Pretty books.
Whatever, just open them, flip them open, have a peru, smell them, lick them, have fun.
Well, I'd rather not lick them.
Well, then take them down a step. Okay. Take them on, yeah.
It smells like an old book.
Good. Okay, well, I mean, just, yeah, I mean, have a flip. You're the smart one.
You open the books, nothing happens. Sarah was just too hyped up on Harry Potter.
No, one of them wasn't marked.
Yeah.
In the library. So that's scary.
Someone slipped it in.
Yeah, but why?
Nefarious. Nefarious.
Only inside check the book.
So I check the book then.
I got a 17.
Actually, I was gonna say you have 7. No. It seems to have been placed here in order to enlighten people who may be lost looking for a religion, in order to persuade them to come to the dark side, as it were.
The dark side.
What do you mean darkness is all relative?
Gilwyn, come around this way.
Fine, what do you want?
Oh, so you can... okay.
It's like someone sneaking a chick track into a fucking book.
Let's read the books.
Oh, wait, you guys are too cute. Stop this. Okay, I wanna burn that. I'll burn that right here, right now. Anyways, as you open the pages, you flip through a large number. You cross-reference with the notes, and you do... occasionally, in the smaller book, in a section marked spells, you do occasionally find matching symbols and things like that. And as you read the descriptions of these spells, you see things like ingredient lists, requirements for spellcasting. You find things like how to communicate beyond into other planes.
Does it mention a bag of holding?
No.
Yeah, you see how to communicate beyond your realm. You see how to gain favor of dark deities and things in order to summon demons.
Nice.
And with one section in this book, you find a name, or a few names of demons. such as casting favor or gaining favor with creatures like a Yok-Lol, and things like demon lords, things like Yenochku. These are very weird names.
You can just make up your own names.
No, I'm having fun. Demons like Lolth and Orcus,
cool,
and such are mentioned often. And some of the texts match up with writings and symbols of Balor and things like this. So, from what you can surmise from cross-referencing, you're so cute and studious.
I just wrote down demon spooks.
That's demon my notes. Spooks! Good job, Gilwin. Demon Temperance spooks. Herself is able to surmise that there is a plot of some sort in order to summon a demon by the name of Balor, who is a huge fiend, quite chaotic in his evil ways.
Do you know when it would come out? I'm assuming that she's told me sort of what's going on, right?
What do you think, Temperance? Are you just engrossed?
Yeah, she's like been like furiously taking notes.
Gilwin's just kind of sitting there, like a kid.
Okay, so looking at all these things and cross-checking. They're trying to summon the demon Balor.
Balor, that's terrible. Truly a sinister thing that has occurred.
Yeah, indeed. He's like a huge fiend. He's like a demon of some sort.
How much do you know about Balor?
As you cross-reference with the other book, between the two books that you've gotten on, the nefarious books, there's a small description of Balor in one of them. Figures of ancient and terrible evil, Balor's rule as generals over demonic armies, yearning to seize power while destroying any creature that opposes them. And apparently, their weapons of choice is a flaming whip and a long sword that channels the power of the storm.
Can it fly?
It is powered by hatred and rage. It is able to fly. He is a large creature.
You know what? They want to get it so they can fight the dragon because they want to take over the island.
Huge wings, burning eyes, and red muscular hide.
That was really attached to my forehead. Gilwin takes off the dirty drawing from his forehead.
Which Temperance had paid no mind because she was
studying.
Yeah, so Gilwin attached a dirty drawing to his forehead while she was
some kind of
Anywho, so
while she was reading
notes. You inform Gilwin of your findings.
Yeah, so I still think, and like I said originally, I feel like they're trying to summon something to fight the dragon. Because the dragon is what protects the island, so
that does make sense, and that does kind of line up with that plot of creating a portal from the circle of stone, was it? The stone circle?
I mean,
if the stone circle have a plot to create,
To create a portal, yeah.
And as you've surmised from the plans and the writings and things in the notes, it seems to be the portal itself seems to have already been put into kind of been inlaid into the hole in which the Bayside Bowl will be.
And then guys are just handing out invitations to whoever can pay. And obviously these people either are very good at persuading or they're very good at paying. Also, he's a drow. And also drows.
Y'all being racist, Gilwin.
I'm just saying that, like, he's, I don't know, probably...
That's okay.
Like, who else is gonna just... I feel like he's probably been handing out invitations to whoever he wants. So they're gonna all be there and then be ready to pop that trap, and I'm guessing if it's them being like, oh, praise you guys, you did some good stuff, the dragons were going to be there to be like, pew pew, thanks team. So
do you think by...
Well, they just want to kill all the merchants, I don't know.
I was going to say maybe they might be enslaving the merchants with this entity that they're sending in.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
Well, we should go to the mirror and just go somewhere else.
No.
Okay. Are you sure?
Like, we can do that afterwards. Come on, well, currently we're the only ones who know this.
Do you think they'll take the bag of holding to the party?
I don't think they'd bring it there unless they would. Well, I mean, like, if they're trying to make a portal somewhere, then they would have to have the portal set
maybe
up.
They're putting all the ingredients, whatever they need to summon it, into the bag of holding. So they can go in all sly, like.
Maybe.
I don't know how magic works.
You have seen on some of the things, you're not quite sure because this is only kind of half the information, but you see talk of geodes and large crystals in order to summon this beast. So things that would be quite heavy. So a bag of holding makes sense. But
do you think...
Not often.
Well, same here, I don't really...
Go on.
But do you think we could possibly loan gems or crystals from Kyna?
What do you mean loan? To do what?
To offer them?
The circle that we've attacked twice?
No, not them. Because because they kind of need things to...
Yeah.
To, like, channel the energy, so...
So you want to offer crystals to help summon this thing?
Well, as a way in.
To the party?
No, to, like, the portal.
But the portal's at the party.
Yeah, so, like, maybe we can find a way to get underneath.
I don't think they're going to just let us walk in, especially, again, I'm pretty sure it's the people that we've attacked twice.
Well, I mean, you attacked, but...
I attacked them once. Well, I mean, technically, I attacked their monster thing. Now I'm wondering. I'm thinking that monster thing's probably going to be the party as well. Oh, it's not going to like me. It's going to be awkward.
Well, I don't know. That was just a thought.
Well, I figure that we'll go to the party and then we can just sneak downstairs and then punch some rocks out of place.
I mean, like, I guess, but
do
I'm
think
not...
we could snitch to the dragon?
If we can get an audience with the dragon.
What if we just send the silver feather to it and be like, hey...
You have to know the... I don't know, you have to know...
I've seen
the
it.
Person.
I've seen it in the sky. It's basically like being married.
Well, yeah, if we can somehow get an audience with the dragon, we could probably...
just tattle. We can just tattle.
But how many people are going to believe some tourists?
I'm very convincing.
I mean, we can certainly try.
Well, okay, let's take a back step.
Okay, so...
Worst case scenario, if they summon this thing, meh. Right? Like...
Well, worst case scenario, this thing they summon this thing and it kills the dragon and enslaves the entire city.
That'd be bad.
It is pretty bad. Yeah. And then how do you think we're gonna get out when that happens?
With great haste.
So... I think we should.
Yes.
We should stop this plan before it happens.
Right.
I think that would be a good idea.
All right. So how are we gonna do that?
Well, we first need to find people who can help us.
All right. We're gonna assemble a team. A team.
The A team.
The A team.
Jewelry man. I can be jewelry man. Actually, you'd be jewelry man. You're so sloppy.
But yeah. So probably first thing we should find. That's the House of Lords. We should go there first.
Yeah, let's just go there. Let's have a go time. All right.
Do you want to keep this book?
Which one? The one that's not marked. Keep the one that's not marked because I won't know. I take it. Sleight of hand, though, so it doesn't look like I'm stealing.
Okay, roll sleight of hand.
Natural one.
Roll the luck.
Oh my god.
Use a luck. Use a luck.
No, actually, no. I'll go with it. Yeah, sleight of hand.
Sorry, notices you put it in. She's just like, what you got there, Doe?
Oh, this is you remember how we asked about translations and text of the sword?
Yes.
Well, we actually found this book, and so we brought it in to try and, like, cross-reference things with it, because we're writing a paper.
Roll deception.
22.
Yeah, you good. She's like, oh, okay,
Well, and then she comes over to both of you and she hands you both little owls. Yours is blue and hers is red.
Fantastic.
Little macrame owl.
Okay.
And they have little beads for eyes.
Thank you so much. That's so lovely of you.
Well, you showed an interest in my craft. Yes. It's really just as touching when people, you know, I'm so
it's old. Lovely. It's so nice.
Oh, thank you.
It's a good color as well. I like the color. Yeah.
So cool. Thank you so much. I love it. I will always cherish it. I'll remember.
Think of it as a token of my appreciation.
I will, Sarai.
And as you exit,
why do people like me? I'm a terrible person.
Because you have words, man.
As you exit the library.
It's the dice rolls.
It's
what?
The dice rolls.
It is the dice rolls. Yeah. As you exit the library,
you guys.
Sorry.
Come out, and it's about midday, 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's such a good morning of studying. This is sort of a community sort of area, so mm-hmm. the House of Lords is actually pretty close. As you look at the address and you look at the area, and you're like, that's over there.
She gave me a whole little bit of information, and it was literally just outside to the left.
Yes, but we wouldn't have known what it was.
Whatever, let's go. House of Lords.
Oh, it's a stately building.
Lord, oh, Lord, I am Lord. I am Lord. La la la.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Alright, let's go.
As you head up some more steps, there's a lot of steps in this town.
My glutes.
Are we beautiful?
Do you want me to carry you?
Yes.
You piggyback him up the steps. While I'm doing that, can I try and fix her bow?
Yeah, sure, roll.
Oh my god. Natural 20!
Oh my god, it's even better than what the lady did. It's like, you've done a little, like, you've done what is the perfect representation of the symbol of Dolara. In ribbon form, like ribbon origami in her hair. And it's all braided through as well, so it's like ribbon, like, sewn all about your...
This is all for me, I knew I could do better.
You're like, daddy would be proud. Wait, who's the elf in your family?
Oh, my mum.
Mummy would be proud.
I mean, my dad was raised by my dad, so... I mean, my elf dad. He's like my adopted dad.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, mummy and daddy would be proud.
They love me and I love them. It's a very functional home life.
Oh, beautiful.
You okay there, back? Are you okay back there, Gilwin?
Yes, so it's just a bug in your hair.
Oh, okay.
And now it's so still not as beautiful as I am. Also, I take the fork out.
Yeah.
You just pocket that in my sleeve.
As you step up the steps, you see there is just one person kind of standing at the door, kind of looking at his feet, kind of bored. He looks up when you guys approach and he kind of, stiffens up and looks
at the staff
and he's just like, yep. Oh my god, Gilwin, shut the fuck up.
Also, I hop down from
Let's go on down.
He stands up and he holds his staff and he's like, I'm up, yep, okay, could you stop being a horny pervert, Gilwin?
This is fun making dick jokes.
Dick jokes are fun.
I can't help that he stiffened up. I cannot help that he stiffened up and then held his staff. That's, you know, that's what happens.
You take...
Go for it.
You take 2 points of damage, somehow, from thinking a filthy thought whilst next to temperance.
As he hops down, he like lands poorly on
his foot. Yeah, you stumble.
It's a bit of like
you twist your ankle a little bit. Ah,
worth it.
Okay. This guy kind of
sass damage.
Looks at both of you and they're like, business today. What's up? What's business today?
Well, what is up is a good question.
fuck up.
We're actually here to discuss our matter of the ball on the weekend. If that's of any, what was the house's name?
Yeah, which house?
The one that the party's been held at.
It's just the Bayside Ball.
Bayside Ball. We're here
it's
to discuss
the Walcott
that.
Mansion.
Well, that's fine. Bayside Ball.
Okay.
Walcott Mansion. Did you actually mention that?
Yeah, she did, but I just didn't pay attention because that's not a good one.
Walcott Mansion.
Walcott.
Walcott. Wall
call. Okay, that's fine, because it's tucked into a wall, I get it.
Okay. Alright.
It's a cot in the wall.
Alright, so...
Maybe that's like an etymology thing. Anywho. He... It's like, head on in. There's people who can
do with you. I'm just the doorman.
Oh, you're not just the doorman. I'm sure you're lovely. All right, so let's go into the place.
Yeah, you walk in. There's a sort of a receptionist sitting at this ornate looking desk. And he says, oh, he doesn't say anything. He looks up to you and then across to Temperance, sees all the jangly things and just kind of just bites his fist to mouth for a second.
She just gives him a smile. So. Hi.
What can I do for the two of you?
We're looking to speak to someone important about the Bayside Ball.
All right, the Bayside Ball. Are you two attending?
Would love to be. We've done a very good deed, so we feel as though it's
your names? And he just like starts taking, pulls out some parchment.
Not relevant at the moment, this very second. We just want to know. Can we just ask for like a reference, just so we know? Is connecting the mirror okay? Let's take it back a step. Can you give me like a judgment call if something is good enough to get an invitation? Is that something you can do?
I'm not really.
I mean, no. So
you could take it up with the council.
Excellent. Well, council, how many people is that? Is that like an official thing I have to do?
It would be good to make an appointment, and then he. Welcome to adult life. The game.
Bureaucratic.
Bureaucratic fuckery. The game.
Do I really need to make an appointment? I'm super cool.
Super cool entitles you to what exactly?
No appointment necessary is what it entitles me to.
Do you want
I'm actually here. Yes, I can all
persuade him. He takes out a quill and is gets a fresh piece of paper in his little appointment.
25. I'm actually here on behalf of. We're actually visiting from Hawk's Rise because we connected a mirror to a thing. I'm actually on behalf of Temperance. Her name. My name is of no importance, as you can imagine.
Okay, so you're her boy? You're her man? Servant?
Yes, that's exactly what I am. Well, no. I'm more just her friend, and she's the one who did the really cool thing.
Valet? Okay.
I'm just a really good friend.
Then your name?
Oh, it's, again, I'm it's Temperance. Temperance. Put down Temperance. That's what matters.
Temperance?
Yes.
Okay.
Call me whatever you want.
Well, Temperance, you'll... If you'd like, we can organize to have you... meet with any available council members?
Oh yes, that would be great.
Okay, sick. And he just like opens up a diary and just starts looking through and just what it says.
What? Just anyone who's available.
And he just says,
I don't want to know my name.
Chairman Oren can see you today.
Sorry, was that Chen Oren?
Chairman Oren. Everyone's out to lunch right now, so I have to come back in about an hour. So I could put you in for...
Jesus Christ.
2 hours past the sun's peak.
Mm-hmm.
With Chairman Oren, and that's for you, Temperance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your title. That's all there is to it, Temperance.
Temperance of the Temple of Dolara.
She's a woman of the cloth.
So Temperance of Dolara.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that is all penciled in. I'll see you at 2.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You guys leave? We go have lunch?
Yeah, come back. Yeah. We'll skip that.
Go have lunch.
I want to clarify. I didn't want to give my name because I'm pretty sure my title will be different and I don't want to introduce myself as
the
one.
I figured.
Cool, alright. Y'all are back at the House of Lords.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a minute. Like, Temperance. You, mm-hmm. Lady of the Cloth. You can be just yourself. That'd be good. Cool. You did everything for the mirror. I didn't do anything. I don't have a name.
Okay, so...
Call me something else.
Clergyman.
Yeah, sure. I could be Travolta. Go for it.
As you return...
Clergyman Travolta?
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. As you return, the receptionist looks at the two of you and just says, Temperance, you're free to go in.
I got some chips.
What?
I get the most little chips.
Yeah.
Alright, so we go through.
Just you.
What? But I'm her hand man, lady.
Yeah, you haven't given
actually,
me a name.
Actually, we discussed this. I did. I said John Smith.
John Smith. Roll a deception.
18.
And he just says, I'm afraid you'll have to sit. It's just for Temperance, the appointment.
This is ridiculous. I am John Smith of the clergy of the dollar. Fuck it, fine. I cut you chips and everything. Doesn't that give me advantage?
He just like looks at the chips and then looks back at you.
Do you want to eat or do you not
eat? I've had lunch.
Well, you could have a second lunch.
I'm watching my waistline.
You don't need to, you look great.
Oh gosh. Okay, Temperance, you walk through and there's just a little kind of hallway, but there's a man who steps out of a room and he just like looks towards you and points towards you and he's like, oh, okay, you are Temperance, I assume?
Yes, that's correct.
Coming in. And beckons you inside. Gail just looks beautiful.
Bullshit! This whole system!
Just because I didn't have a name, my parents didn't give me a name. So, what business did you have today? Something about the wall
cover? Yes, that's correct. So, my associate and I were wondering if we could be granted passage to this ball down at the Walcott Mansion. And we were wondering if by chance the permission or the invitation granted to us would be on noble deeds. My associate and I, we come from Harax and Astis across quite a fair distance across the sea.
He just like pulls out some notes and some transferred letters and things like that and little envelopes and he just starts like reading them through with his fingers and stuff and just kind of puts on little spectacles and he's just like, it's like an older human gentleman and he's just like, yes, I've received many a word, much word, that the mirror itself up on the mountain actually is worth functioning for Hawk's Rise now, so yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
You had a hand in that?
Yes, I did, and my associate did accompany me with that.
And he crosses over some other things, and he does nod, and he says, yeah, you're actually mentioned a few times here, just regarding the temple itself. Apparently there was great aid given by a tiefling cleric, and you are a tiefling cleric.
That is correct.
Yeah, I've received a few ravens and birds about this, and just lots of communication about it. It's kind of hot news at the moment.
Oh, that's good.
To have this as passage to the ball, and he just kind of pulls out another letter and things like that, and he just writes like a short note on it. And he's just like, just for Temperance, that was your full name?
Temperance of Dolara.
Temperance of Dolara.
And would it be alright to bring my associates with me?
And your associate's name?
Currently I have one with me. I was thinking of bringing another if that's okay, but like, it depends on who will come. So can it just be a plus one?
Yeah, I could give you a plus one, but I need a name. Okay, it's a big event. The dragon himself is going to be there.
Okay. Can we pencil in a name? Because I'm not sure if I can bring one of them like in with schedules and stuff. So
pencil in a name.
So. Yeah, just Clergyman Travolta. And she's looking deadpan serious. She's looking deadpan serious,
baby. Oh my god.
Please be good. Oh no. that's a 10.
Eagle's Grace or something from damage.
I didn't enhance
abilities.
You also
got a 10.
Well, that's your call.
He's just like, Clergyman Travolta.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
And his name is Travolta?
Yes.
He kind of pulls out a little directory and things, and he just kind of flips through. And he's like, you are a priestess, not a priestess. You are, what is, you're a cleric of Dolara, right?
Yes, that's correct.
I can't see any Travolta. It's not something, Is this a new, like, newfangled religion? Because if it doesn't meet up with anything in here, I don't know if I can grant passage to someone like that. Does he have any other names? Or is it just this...
Not really, but could I... what about if I returned later and have some more paperwork? Would that be all right?
Sure, if you have paperwork, I can give you your invitation now. And he finishes off writing this little note and he just folds it up and then hands it to a raven that's kind of sitting at the window. Just a little, they just pop by and then he needs to send a thing and it just pops off. And then he's like, and was there anything else? Was there any help you needed in town? Just in terms of getting around the lay of the land, would you like any maps or anything like that?
Actually, yeah, that would be very, very useful.
Yeah, that would be great. I can organize you a map and stay in the town if you like, just based on your heroic deeds.
Yes, that would be quite appreciated.
Okay, where would you like to stay? By the sea?
Was there any place that you would recommend?
Well, the nicest place I know is Myers Rest, which is a lovely little B&B by the sea. Anyway, I've spent many a memorable night there with my wife.
Well, that is actually currently where I'm staying.
Oh, okay. So have you already paid ahead, or are you paying per night?
We did pay ahead.
I could send him a note just to ask for a refund, just based on your status. And that'll cover your stay for the ball. And I hope to see you there. I would love to hear stories and tales of your exploits.
And that,
yeah, I'd love to employ your services in the town, even.
Can certainly be your... Now, in terms of coming, returning, will we call for you or should I call for someone else?
I'll be here all day today, so you can just ask me. Actually, I'll pencil you in. What time did you want to come around? We close generally at 5.
It really depends on when the paperwork arrives, because we're getting it sent in. So, do you mind, we'll try to come in today. If not, I'll come in tomorrow and hopefully give you, some time, some leeway.
Speak to the boy at the desk. Mm-hmm. He should be able to organize something for you. I'll see you then. And then he reaches out and shakes her hand. It's good to meet you, Temperance.
Nice to meet you, too.
And then you're ushered out of the room. Well, look, that was so boring. That was like a job interview. Okay.
How is Gilwin?
It's fine, don't worry about it. I don't know any of that. La-da-da-da, don't have my heart in my hands. It's fine. What?
Have a what?
Don't look at me!
So,
come talk to me, Temperance, please.
So before she gets to Gilwin, she'll go to the...
I've been totally pressed against the door the whole time.
Kind of been. It's like, there's one door, and then there's another door,
in the middle of it.
Into the hallway.
Will that entrance come back in?
The boy... Yeah, okay. What the boy mean? Wouldn't let you...
Do you want to try me?
Fine. Fucking roll. Roll a... sneak?
21.
Stealth, I mean.
21.
He does see you, and he kind of just nudges you to get away from
him. I need to be here for her. You don't understand. She's so useless.
You know, you could be a more subtle. You're kind of thirsty as fuck here.
Don't you speak to me in that tone of voice. Don't you tell me what my bodily functions are. Person's name I do not yet know.
I mean, you could have asked at any time, you know.
If that's the case, I don't need to know because it's probably something really stupid, like John Smith, which is my name.
So at this point, Timothy opens the door and comes out.
Okay, I'm gonna just latch on.
Are you?
Is there a room we can talk in privately?
Just give me a second, and then she goes up to the guy and she tells him about potentially returning at some point.
I'll keep an eye out for you.
Cool, thanks.
I'm attached to the gate.
And then so we'll leave.
Jesus fuck.
Okay, let's just. Can we just have a really quick aside where you just tell me everything that's
happened? You just tell him.
And sick.
Well, yeah.
Any information
she
was spare?
She was gonna do that when we exited.
Yeah. Well, you've exited. I'm guessing you've had your little discussion, and Gilwin is just like.
Okay, so
Gilwin,
you You didn't want to give your name, so I was trying to get down as a plus one.
Yeah.
But they still needed a name, so mm-hmm. I did say that just pencil one in, mm-hmm. And that we will come back later with paperwork for you.
Well, from the sounds of it, they already know about
you. Could just give you. Your fucking name.
Give me a second. Oh my Jesus. God. Pretty much, I thought I'd have to go into this really sneaky because I thought I'd be needing the title, but turns out I don't really need the title. I can just be my wonderful self, which is a new thing, I'll admit. The people actually don't want me to not be me, so that's great. So we can just give my name, and they'll have records. They've got the letters and shit with my name in it, don't they? They've got your name.
Yes.
So I know I say my name a lot, so...
but
so that's fine. What?
Yeah, because, I didn't...
No, you did the right thing. I'm very proud of you, but also, you fucked up, and that's okay.
But you didn't tell me that
I fucked up.
Okay.
See, I thought they hated me, but they don't even know who I am. I'm just naturally very insecure. So, I just assumed that they wouldn't have anything to do with me. But then, and also, I think I'm still going to take the title, but I'm not going to need it for the ball. So that's fine. I'll just have a title. That's fine. So,
okay, but then the title's not going to be under Gilwyn, right?
I can still have a title.
You did take your name.
Is he making the title for me? With my name?
Yeah.
Sick! That's fine then! I thought it was going to be like, Floopy Doo McGee or something, like some kind of crazy name, but if it's just going to be Gilwyn Melander, the greatest person ever, that'll be fine!
Okay, so...
Okay. I'm gonna need probably a performance check. I'm gonna kick the door open and be like, I was on a test, it's me, Gilwyn Melander. I didn't want to.
So you're back in the House of Lords?
Yes.
Temperance is like already, like she's like got her finger up, she's about to stop, but you've already gone in.
I didn't want to be crowded for who I am, being so notable in my person. I just want to live like a normal person, you know? I just want to be myself, and I didn't want to give my name in case of the fans that come ravaging me. So, Gilwyn Melander, that's me. I'm going to be on the invitation. I'm pretty great. Hello.
Oh.
Hi.
The boy just looks at you both and just...
Different name.
My name's Hale.
Hale. Hello.
So what the fuck just happened? I mean, what happened? What do you want? What do you guys want?
Temperance kind of like leans over, like, it's okay, Hale. We'll come back with the paperwork.
What paperwork do we need? Do you not?
You don't need paperwork.
We don't need paperwork. What are you talking about?
But I said that I would come back with paperwork for you.
No, you said you'd get paperwork for our friend, Clergyman Travolta, who is otherwise occupied with gastro. And now Gilwyn Melander, me, is going to the thing which they already have records of. So we can just go in. Yes?
Okay,
Hale,
if it isn't too much of a problem, do you think I could just come back in?
And he just, like, pops away and just...
It'll be fine.
Just, rings a small bell.
Thank you, Hale.
And he just comes back and he's just hands on his face.
I'm gonna super really quickly walk
out. I'd like to bring...
Disgraced.
What?
Yeah.
I take the chips back because he doesn't eat them.
Yep, you take the cold chips.
Delicious, taste like victory.
Oh my god.
Hale.
And he opens the door and just points deadpan at you.
Thank
just
you,
to
honey.
Go in.
And okay, so Temperance
Chairman
will go in with him.
Fucking Oren just kind of looks at his door again. He's just like, Temperance?
You're so back? Sorry to come back so quickly. Well, so... Paperwork wasn't, that's not going to come in for a while, but I do have Gilwyn here.
Gilwyn.
Clergyman Travolta is a fraud. I don't know why she thought it was okay. She's a lovely girl. She just was misled by some strange man.
We were supposed to get some paperwork. We were supposed to get some paperwork.
He was going to take you and swindle you.
Well, I didn't know that.
That's
okay. I'm sorry.
He is a very charismatic and beautiful man, but... I'm here, Gilwyn Melander, which is probably in the notes that you have Temperance information from, but I'm Gilwyn Melander.
Okay. He ushers you guys in.
All right, I'm in the doorway.
And just,
would you like some chips?
Goes back. He shakes his hand.
Gilwyn's okay. Well, you can eat the chips, it's fine, but...
I had a big lunch. Anyway, and he,
being personal,
looks again through the fucking notes, and it's like a little, like, Antos Gazette. little articles and illustrations, and there is like this little very handsome overdrawn illustration of a
hell yeah
squashbuckler you know very well, and it is Gilwyn the brave and heroic fought his way through the temple.
in order. Fought his way through the evil Arakocra aristocracy.
Ooh.
And
the Arakocracy.
And claimed back claimed back the mirror so that the people could once again use it. Hero of the people, Gilwin Melandu.
What about, is Temperance in there as well? Is like a drawing of her too?
Yeah, there's a drawing. There's kind of like a little drawing of you guys having left the temple. And it's like you guys and Merkay is there. And it's just, you know, it's just a happy little time. And Kemsha is like a little illustration of Kemsha. Just like looking like, oh, yeah, holier than thou whilst like doing shit over the mirror. And even a little drawing of a ship in the pond in the fucking the mirror.
It's too soon.
It's like, it's beautiful. They're like etching, drawings, everything. Anyways.
Do you need this piece of paper? Do you see somewhere I can get one of these?
The library keeps notes of all the magazines and stuff.
Alright, excellent. Anyway, so hi, I'm Gilbert Mandu.
Yes, I can kind of see that. And he just kind of puts the really embellished it's drawing like, down.
It's like those times in movies where they've got the drawing up to the camera and then they lower it and it's like exactly the same.
Yes. And it's you sparkling just as you were drawn in the drawing, like you pulling a little sparkly fucking pose.
How accurate is it though?
Like, is it's parts? A little bit embellished. Like, it's accurate, but you're drawn more handsome, you're drawn quite suave and quite like,
I just can't get my nose.
It's kind of like say. Drawn for the female gaze. So there's even like a little bit of glistening, rippling muscle in your shirt.
I feel objectified. people know who we are. That's not very good for me. That's very useless for me. But it's still exciting. So, hello. I'm being very not weird. Hi.
Okay, so you wanted a... You wanted
so
invitation.
He is my plus one.
Okay.
I'm so sorry to do this.
What do you mean I'm your plus one? I got my own invitation.
He writes another note and he opens the window and a raven pops in and he gives it to the raven. They flap away. Cool. And he's like, half an hour, that'll be done.
So we do come back here and we get invitations?
Yes. Just go back to Hale at the front desk.
That's fine.
And please don't make any fuss.
What kind of fuss? I don't make any fuss.
Go on.
She like, Temperance is like a really, like she does like a pretty big bow before she
I didn't moves. Do anything in here.
It's okay, just
in here.
Come on, let's go.
If you had the door bang open, it was
and then like as as you walk out, Auron follows you and he just kind of sits there talking to Hale for a moment, like they just whisper to each other, and then Hale nods towards you, Gilwin. And
I've been very friendly.
And Auron kind of goes that
what?
Puts his chin up and kind of
at you. And that feet, like, yeah. Okay. Next level.
And read y'all. Head on out again, and you sit in the gardens in front of the library. You can go to the library if you want to find that magazine. Your invitation is right. Done.
Yeah, that's what we do in that time, is I'm going to go get myself one of
those. Alright, you go on in. Sarai's like, oh, dear, young.
Hey, Sarai.
It's so good to see you both again. You know, you're both very lovely. How are you liking those macrame owls I've done for you?
They're so lovely. I don't know what to do with macrame, but whatever it is, I'm sure it's... they're just a decorative.
You can hang it on the sword of the hilt of your sword if you like. Like a token.
You know, like...
like a favor from a lady.
Why is it everyone either fucking hates me or wants to fuck me?
Don't ask me.
Every dude is very confused and every woman... Anyway. So, is there like, what was it, the Antos, was it the Antos Gazette or the...
No, it's just like, you just ask where, like, news articles.
Yes, we'd like one.
Sarai kind of, she's like, oh, yeah, they're kind of behind, you have to go in back, it's kind of like this little...
Can we have
filing
one?
System.
Can we have
That's one? Trippy as fuck.
Can we have one?
Like, to keep? Make a copy of one, I suppose.
God. Alright, fine, we go photocopy our faces.
Photocopy.
It's
like there's ink, you have to put like the thing and then like slide with the ink and you press it down.
You can, I'm gonna recommend, because there is no way to copy it aside from actually tracing the paper, you should try steal one.
Just how many? Is there like a bunch there?
There's a few.
Yeah, sure, let's go, sleight of hand.
Yeah. As you shift through, the most cleanest, newest, freshest one is the most recent.
I got 21.
And that is, Horrocks and Astis, Hawks Rise, liberated from the Arakocran rule.
Make a scrapbook.
And you see little, etching, prints inside of you, your ship, Merkay, little Kemsha. Temperance looking all cool. Temperance is like in a very like Mother Teresa sort of stance, like helping out young children and stuff.
Has like radiance.
Am I just like lounging? Because that's what I was doing at that.
No, you look very triumphant, like after the destruction of the. It's kind of the one you saw in the office. It's like your triumphant stance after defeating, after destroying the windmill.
Super glad it's not very the time that I gave the speech in the courtyard.
Kind of buff. Kind of.
Buff, yeah.
Kind of drawn buff and very, very sexy for ladies to look at.
I feel objectified still.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I got it. It's 21, so I think I've got myself a copy.
Yeah, you kind of just like, and then just roll it up and slip it in your thing. You're like,
cool. Yes. Put some reading material.
Oh, yeah.
That isn't dirty. Unless I really get into it, and then I probably won't. That Kemshaw, though.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Don't you be fapping over an old lady.
I will fap over whoever I wish. Oh my gosh.
I got 5 and fapping. Not very good.
Did you still want to get your title? Because we can just jump ahead.
I'll still get my title. So we'll go meet the dude and then get my title.
Alright.
So you guys spend an afternoon in the library again. Until you go out and have some dinner. Just street food, you find. You end up finding actually the guy with the cart who sells the devil's horns, and you have some devil's horns, and Gillen orders like a very plain salad after seeing you eat that.
Yeah, I love me some salad. Gillen is a salad boy.
And then you head over to
Glasswood's
the docks.
I'm sneaking.
You head over to the docks where Liara was said she would meet you.
Oh well, all right.
And she
Liara
doesn't see you. She's just waiting.
Okay, I got a 14, so
looking for you.
She's not stealthing. So
Temperance is not stealthing.
Liara, in her nature, she's not stealthing at the moment. She's not actively trying to hide, but she's also, she just doesn't really stand out. She's dressed very plain.
Ugh.
Kind of blended with
her. Smash her face.
Excuse me? She has one eye. That is cool as fuck. She's like, Coral!
Coral!
Coral! You approach her?
Temperance approaches her.
There you go.
Temperance approaches her?
Yeah.
Liara.
She sees you still have the danglies, and she's just like, Temperance, I see you're still quite accessorized.
Yes, I've organized them now. They're all in, according to
they're
size.
Very pretty. Mm-hmm. Is that an owl?
Did you hang the owl from your horn?
She didn't hang the owl. Oh. She just put it like, it's dangle. It's like a necklace.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what a curly owl, the whatever the thing is. What's it look like?
Oh god.
Just go on. Keep talking, I'll show you.
Shall we get to business? And she gestures to under the dock and she rolls her eyes because she's dreading it.
Sure.
Okay. She takes you guys under the docks. I think this just feels like the lead up to you guys getting murdered. Anyway.
Yes, it does.
Liara leads you down under the docks. And
do they look terrible?
Look at that.
Oh, what are those things?
Let me see. Oh, I showed that one.
Okay. She
pretty much never good.
She leads you down underneath.
Well, Temperance likes it. She thinks it's adorable.
Temperance thinks it's adorable. Please, Sarah. She leads you down underneath the docks, as I've been trying to say for like half an hour now.
I was listening.
And she says, well, let's just wait here, and she just starts lighting up her pipe already and just
Are you okay?
Thanks for hanging out, though. That's really lovely.
I still... Sister, I go... I mean, I've had a busy day anyway.
My question is, why the fuck am I your plus one?
You're not. He's plus one
I'm
now.
Just my own? Do I get a plus one?
No.
Damn it!
Everyone is accounted for, the ghost of the ball. But you guys have your... I forgot. Oh, you guys have your invitations now.
Like a natural 20 of being angry about that.
You guys got your invitations. Okay, yeah, stop wasting your natural 20s.
Whatever.
As y'all... head on down under the docks, and you wait about half an hour after the sun completely sets when Dick Lord shows up. What did I call him?
Liev.
Liev, oh, that's right. And Liev shows up and just kind of smiles to Liara and just puts his hand to her cheek and is just like, you look lovely again this evening. Liara's just like,
yep.
And he just saunters towards you two and is just like, so
howdy,
Gilmore. I mean Gilwind.
Yes.
You're a darling. So Gilwin, and he pulls out.
Have you got the glorious goods?
He pulls out a small, kind of like one of those things you get diplomas in, but really mm-hmm. small, tube. Okay. It's ornate, a bit gaudy, and nice. he hands it to you,
mm-hmm.
and he says,
"Oh yes, that part.
The gold.
Ah, sure. So it was 450, right?
500.
450.
500."
What's it look like? What's your title? Let's have a look.
500.
450?
500.
450?
500.
God damn it. Fine. Whatever. 500 goldy pieces. Lovely. Very fast work. Very appreciated. So, wouldn't you give me the rundown of it? How does it work? What do I need to, like, was in the general, like, what did you
it
make me?
It sort of acts like a birth certificate for humans. For
yeah, I know that part, but, like, what? Okay, like, of where? You can have a look. I'll, like, show the templates.
You are Gilwin Melandu.
Is that accurate?
You are Gilwin Melandu, Lord of the Pony Isles.
Cool.
And like you've got a little crest, and it has a beautiful pony on it.
Is it like the pony or like the pony?
The pony.
Why?
Because there wasn't really a lord there.
No, I mean like why is it an island of ponies? Is it like an island of ponies?
They're like a little strip of island. They're like a little strip of island.
The Pony Islands.
Yeah. They're really small. Up above the desert of Antos.
Is it like, what's the main export? Ponies?
No.
Would Tempers have heard of that?
Roll an insight.
Would I know?
Roll an insight. 6.
20 total.
Woo!
Okay,
you can tell me all about it. Fantastic.
You've heard of the Pony Isles. It's kind of like a holiday destination people go to. So,
party island.
They're like tropical little
islands. Tropical islands, yeah.
Small ones just dotted above the desert of Antos.
Nice.
And that is, you are now a lord of there. You are the lord of there. So, it'd be funny if you tried to go there and tried to wield that. That'd be hilarious as shit. And your crest is a tiny pony and it's all... like lavish and stupid looking.
Suits me.
And that's your title.
Hey, so the Pony Isles. So that's a little ways north of the desert that we were in.
I'm just gonna say a precautionary word.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to use this in the Pony Isles, it's probably not gonna go down well because they probably know what they got up there much better.
Tragic.
Than
I won't be able to be the lord of the actual Pony Islands. That's gonna be very disappointing. That's a constant destination of my choice. So who's my mom and dad? Am I an orphan? Don't know. That's fine. All right, I'll figure
it
out.
You can just fudge that.
I want authenticity. What's my motivation? What did I grow up as? Gotta make it sell. Jeez. Anyway.
You have wanderlust. You come from the Pony Islands. I don't know. That's up to you to make up that shit.
Are you going to the ball?
I will be at the ball, yes.
Oh, do you have a real invitation?
It's none of your business.
It's fine. No big deal. See that.
I'm sure I'll see you.
Oh, you can do it like
still. He like turns back to Leora and he's just like, Leora, you must come visit someday. And she's just like, he's like, you can't avoid me forever, darling. And she's just like, And she's like, I'll see you later. And he just like chuckles and laughs, walks away.
Don't be creepy. Say very bravely on the as he leaves.
And he just like blows your kiss as he leaves.
After saying that. One day I'm going to punch him in the face for you, but I needed that paper and I didn't want to
lose
you.
I need the business he brings in, unfortunately.
Okay. Well,
I was going to ask Leora, like, what ties do you have with this area? Maybe you could just use the mirror and go somewhere else.
Well, it's all about establishing myself in a new area.
You could do that. You're very personable.
She's really cute right now. No, she's so cute. Don't stop her. she just kind of looks a bit, like, she can't really leave, but she's like, shall we go have a drink?
Sure.
And you guys head off. This time to, because she seems to think it's your favorite place on the earth, the tiefling bar.
I mean,
the,
it's better than that.
Den.
It's better than
that. And you guys have a drink of quiet, like a drink, an evening of quiet drinking. and just
a drink of quiet evenings.
Yes, it actually sounds like a really D&D kind of drink.
Quiet evenings.
It's like a little galaxy in a glass.
Yeah, that's the drink you have. Probably. Yeah, and you guys have a great
time.
We
get free lodgings at the place, and we get our money back. How much money back? 10 gold.
You remember how much it cost?
It was 10 gold for the week. No, it was like 25, wasn't it? I'm getting myself 25 gold.
Yeah, no, it was 25 because it was like, per day was 5,
but we'll for the week later. Was, yeah. Alright, excellent. So, y'all.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening this episode. That's where we're gonna end it. You guys having your lovely sneaky drinks.
Next is shopping.
Shopping spree! Actually, no, it's not. What?
To buy clothes for the ball.
Oh god, yeah. Actually, yeah. Although you guys should probably buy some nice clothes for the ball.
We can.
My god, that's gonna be cute as fuck.
I was gonna say, we can do that off screen, but I guess not. Okay.
No, that's gonna happen now. Even if it's just half an episode of you guys doing that bullshit. Right, sorry if you guys don't like shopping sprees. It's gonna happen, unfortunately.
Okay, alright, excellent. Well, we'll see you guys next time. Bye!
Bye!
See you guys next time.
I'm blind.
Just like Leori.
Bye.